Today is Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin on Ayin Beis on Beis, two lines in the bottom. Itmar. Okay. So Gemara brings a statement. Kitcha al Tanai. If he does Kiddushin, betroths her al Tanai. What's the Tanai? Rashi says, She'ein aleh nedarim. And based on our Mishnah, the Tanai is, I'm going to be engaged to you on condition that you are free of nedarim. V'chnasa stam. And then he has beer with her later for the Nisuin part, and he doesn't reiterate the Tanai. So there are two possibilities. He forgot the Tanai, and therefore they're good to go. Or he didn't, and he had in mind the original Tanai, and just like the, and it turns out that she has Nedarim, so there is no valid marriage because the Tanai was a Tanai. Not a Mekatos. It's not Mekatos. Mekatos means it was a mistake. I made a condition. I'll be married to you if it rains tomorrow. And it doesn't rain. It's not a mechatos. It was a condition put into place. It's a different ballgame.
When did he make this tonight?
Before they are engaged.
Twice?
No, that's the whole point. Kitchol Tanai.
Figure out when did he make the Tanai?
Kitchol Tanai, when he did the Kiddush, he made the Tanai, but when then he married her, and then he married her Stam without the Tanai.
Oh, the
Kiddushin
was the Tanai, and then...
Zuin did not have the Tanai. It turns out she has... So Rav says, Tzricha Heimenu Get. Rav says that since he did the Kenisa Stam, therefore he would require from her a Get. In order for her to leave, there would be a Get, meaning it was a valid... There's a valid Nisuin here. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says the Kiddushin is Nachal, because Ein Tzricha Yemenu Get. Because it's Nachal, there would be no need for a Get in this circumstance. Basically, does the Tanai still extend, or does the Tanai not? When he was Konis her Stam, does the Tanai still exist, or does the Tanai no longer exist? So Amar Abaye, and Abaye says, just to make it a little more difficult, Lo tema taima derav kevon shekonsa stam achule achelis l'tanaye ala taima derav lefisha ein adam oseb ilaso beilas nus. Don't say that the reason why Rav says that the kedushin is chal when he does the nisuin stam is because when he does the nisuin without reiterating the tanai, it's as if he was mochel on the original tanai. And if you, I don't say that that's the reason. Rashi says, Lo tema kasavarav achule l'tanai, that the Tanai is totally valid, is totally gone. Uksuva boy lemesav law in migarsha, and she would require even a ksuva, I mean the Tanai is gone. There's no Tanai. Don't say that that's the reason. Rather, elataima derav, the reason why Rav says that the kedushin is, that the original kedushin is valid, because when he married her, he didn't reiterate the Tanai, is lefisha ein adam oseh bilaso b'ilos nus. A person does not make his bias into a znus, and therefore, at the time he had bia with her, what basically happens is he basically redoes the bia. Rashi says el taima derav. Rashi says le'inyan get. When it comes to gabi the get, the kasavar ein adam oseh bilaso b'ilos nus. The person doesn't want to turn his bia to be his nus. So he wants the bia that he does now to have halachic validity. So for order to have halachic, well, to be, sorry, everything has halachic validity. He wants it to be valid, al pi halach, in order to create create something. Uba'u l'shem kiddushin. Va'fila yimsal enidaren. Basically, the second bia that he does, is creates a new kiddushin. With the second bia, which is for the kenisa, basically, he redoes Kiddusha now without the Tanai. But only legabe the fact that the marriage is valid. However, avale inya mamona b'tanai, but the monetary aspect of the Tanai, she'im yimtzel et adarim teitzev l'ksuva. But for the monetary aspect of the Tanai, it is not considered a new Kiddusha. He's still, in the monetary aspect, he's still reliant upon the original Tanai, and once therefore, yes, legabe the Yisurin, it's a new Bia, it's a new Kiddushin, and therefore, legabe the Bia, in order for her to leave him, they would require a get, but legabe the money aspect, he's still relying on his original Tanai, and therefore, he would not have to give her a ksuba.
The second husband made...
There is no second husband, there's one husband.
Oh, okay, let's say the husband, can the husband make her get her... Nadarim?
She didn't make the Nadar.
She made the Nadarim before she got married.
No, you can't be made for... No. You can't do that.
He can't make for anything.
Not if it's, if she took a Nadar prior to their marriage? No. Of course not.
He made the Nadar. She made the Nadar.
She made the Nadarim. He makes the Tanai. Right. Again, very, very difficult. That's Rashi. That's Rashi. The question is, why is there a difference? Why is there a different impact? What's the difference in having maskana? If you go according, if you say that it's mochel, then she would get the ksuba. And if she then go according to B.S.O.S.N.O.S., she would not get the ksuba. First of all, why would she get the ksuba? Our Mishnah itself says, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Kansa Stam, Venimsel in a Durham, Tetzel ksuba. If you Kansa without a Tanai at all, and then you find out that she has a Durham, she doesn't get the ksuba. So why in the Havamim does Rashi say she would have gotten the ksuba? All the Rishonim, are all over. What's the difference? Just to give you a flavor, the Ritva asks, the Imtomar, my ikav in high time and high time ikadina. What's the difference whether we're working with the fundamental reason why he of Rav Shita is because of mechila or ein bilas or bilas lulas? Why in one case would she get? Why in one case would say that it's valid and get, and the second case you say it's valid but there's no get? What's the difference, right? The lekula meimar, and don't tell me the asi lashmuunin that's come to tell me she ain't mechila mahani el bedavar shel mamon, that mechila only works the gabe mamon. You can't be mochel non monetary things. Davade bechol shu machpos peidot tzor mahamila. It's not true. You can be mochel for anything. He brings down Shita's Rashi. He says mikol makom adayin kasha. It's the same the question of Tosos. Dehechi Tosek Adaitin Sheish L'Ksuva. We just mentioned. Why would you have a Havamina in the first instance to say that she gets the Ksuva? Tahabe Heji Tanan, Kansastam, Tejis L'Ksuva. So therefore he says, Lachin Anachem, and Kmoshe Perich. Here he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shita Mekubetza, it's the Re. It says, I didn't really say it. It says, Lo Tame, a time Ram Yishum, the Chuli, a Chuli, the Tanai, the Pisa, the Chuli, the Ksagi, and the time of the Ram Yishum, the Ain, the Mosu, Bilos, the Bilos, Nus. The Tafka, she Kansa, Knisa, Gemura, Shabbalah. Basically, it seems like Ritva, Kol Rabbeinu Yonah, is saying is that instead of looking at the way we explain Rashi, it seems like Rashi says that when the second time around, when he does the Nisuim with the Bia, it's as if he's recreating the Kiddushin, the Gabe one aspect. The first Kiddushin failed, and now he's recreating a new Kiddushin. You know, we'll just leave it like that, because we're going to get to with the Ritva and the Tosos. It's a little confusing. So according to Rashi, the Havamina was that there was a mechila. He was mochel. The Tanai is gone. His conditional betrothal is gone, and therefore he's koneis her. He doesn't care whether the nadarim or not. Everything goes in. To get the divorce, he would need a get, and she would get the ksuva. Maskana according to Rav is no. The whole reason is he doesn't want his bia to be a bia's nus. If he doesn't want his bia to be a bia's nus, so therefore when he has bia at that second moment, he's replacing the original kedushin. But he's only replacing the original kedushin legabe the chalos of the kedushin to make it valid kedushin. But he's not replacing it legabe the mamon aspect. And we still have to figure out for homework what the chilik is. Okay. And then the question is, though, so according to Shmuel, says what? Adam Oseh Bilas or Bilas Nus? What is that? And that's not true. We can't be, right? That doesn't work. And no one holds that. It's a favorite, right? It's a Mishnah in Gittin, right? That if you're a Megaris Ish, though, you divorce your wife, and then Velani Imo Bepunduk, and then you have, and then you see them going into the inn together, so Basil Omer Tzrich again. Basil says you need a get, because the assumption is that they've recreated their kedushin or their union together, because ain adam osa bilos or bilos nus. So how does Shmuel? Can't be that Shmuel holds ain adam osa bilos or bilos nus. Maybe Shmuel just says he still relies on the original bia, and it's not ain adam osa bilos or bilos nus. I guess you could say is only post marriage. Here he did the bia originally. Before he knew that she was an adronis. So, yeah, in the end, it turned out that it was a bias nus because the tznai was chal, but at the moment he did it, it wasn't on his mind to create a bias nus. But basically, the idea is, when we're going to learn a sheik according to Rashi, the idea is when you have this bia, does that replace the original bia? According to Rav, yes. Only partially, though. And according to Shmuel,
it replaces the original kedushin.
The original kedushin, correct. Sorry, or is it premised on the original kedushin, which is what Shmuel would say, that that can be a, that bia is still premised on the original kedushin. So Gemara says, if that's the case, if it's premised on the original kedushin, therefore you have the tanai, and nothing happened. You got married, you thought you got married, turned out that she's in the drunus, everything is batel, she's gone. She goes out without a ksuba, without a get.
The original tanai, you maintain the original.
According to Shmuel, you maintain the original tanai.
Right.
You're maintaining the original tonight only the gabe, the money aspect, not the gabe, the yisurin aspect. Right, so therefore he doesn't have to pay her ksuba, but in order for her to go out, she would need a get. According to Shmuel, she wouldn't even need a get.
How do you divide that according to Rav?
That's what I'm asking. That was the question I asked. How does it make the, that's what the Ritva asked, everyone asked. What's the chiluk? Okay. So Gemara says, Hapligi bochad zimna. We already had this machlok between Rav and Shmuel as to whether or not a bia replaces the original intent, or it is premised on the original intent. So where is that? We had this in Yavamas, towards the end of Yavamas. The Itmar, Ketana Shalomina. Again, we have a Ketana who's married off by her brothers or by her mother. So it's a derabbanan marriage. So when she becomes of age, she can do miyun, and she can reject the husband. So what happens? Ketana Shalomina, she doesn't do miyun when she comes of age. And the assumption here is that she then has bia with husband number one. Right? Tana shlo miyana vihigdila, she comes with age, and then she has bia. And then, amda v'nises, and after the bia, she goes ahead and she marries somebody else. She marries husband number two. So Rav Amar, ain't tzricha get misheni. Rav says she does not need a get from the second husband, in quotations, because there's no chalos kiddushin over there, because she was already married to the first guy. Because, I mean, you're going to have an extramarital affair here, and you have to deal with that. But who she's married to, she's married to the first guy. Why? Because when he had bia, when she came of age, it wasn't premised on the original kiddushin, which is the kiddushin de Rabbanon. It was replacing that kiddushin de Rabbanon, which means it was a new kiddushin, and now she's married to husband number one on a Doraisa level. So she can't be married to husband number two, because she can't be married to two people at the same time. Right, so Rav Amar ain't tzricha get misheni. Ushmul Amar tzricha get misheni. She would require a get from the second husband. Why? Because when the first husband did bia with her after she was a gedola, that bia was done stam, and it's done based on the original kiddushin, which is only derabanan. So therefore, she's still only married to the first family derabanan. She then does bia. She then gets engaged or does kiddushin with the second husband. That has a chalos on the deraisa level. In order to leave that guy, again, you have all other. But she did bia when she was of age. The question is, that bia, did it replace the original derabanan kiddushin, or was it premised on that original kiddushin? Rav says,
so the second one is valid.
According to Shmuel, the second one will be valid.
To
Garashi.
So it reverts to a derisa after the first bia, after she comes a gadol. Is that what happens?
Right, because it was replacing that the original kiddushin is derabanan. According to Rav, the original kiddushin is a derabanan. Then she does bia again when she comes of age. The man's intent at that time is to replace the original kiddushin with the current kiddushin that he's doing bia with her now, and that would create a chalos on a deraisa level.
So let's say, according to him, for example, he goes away for 6 months and nothing happens after she becomes a gedola.
Right.
The bat mitzvah party,
right.
Goes away. There's no
right.
bia.
Right.
She's now married to him. She needs a
bia. She probably would need, according to this, you would need some sort of aspect. Look at Rashi. Rashi discusses, I think, a little bit. It says, first, it says, Ein tzricha get misheni, dechi gadla ba'ale l'shem kiddushin. When she grew up, the bia was l'shem kiddushin, the adu hu she'ein kiddushin k'tana klum. Because he knows the original kiddushin k'tana was nothing because it was under Rabbana. But Shmuel says, tzricha get misheni, he would need a get from the second husband, the kol ha'boel al das kiddushin rishonim boel. When he had the bia, it was according to Shmuel. It was premised on the original kiddushin. The alpha gav the mode of Shmuel she asur l'sheni. I mean, Shmuel's going to agree that she's still going to be asked the second one to mishnah shleimahi. The ain't a basman vezer that she can't. There is no valid miyun when she gets older. Nevertheless, she can't stay with the second husband, but the only husband. But she would need a divorce to get out. I think you have to have an action to answer your question. I think it would have to be some sort of action. The whole thing here is premised on the fact that he did something. He did a kiddushin. If he wasn't here, he didn't do anything. Okay. So the Gemara says, we already had this machlokas. Again, the machlokas is, when you have this a second bia, does that replace the original bia, or is it premised on the original bia? So Gemara says, Tzricha, no, I need to have the machlokas in Rav and Shmuel, in both our case here, the Tanai case, and the case in Yavamos about the Katana. Had we just had the machlokas there by the Katana, who grew up, and then had bia with the first husband and bia with the second husband, we would say, Bahika Amarav, Mishum Delekatnoi. Over there, Rav would say his idea that you're replacing the original Kedushin, because there was no Tanai. It was just stop. It has Kedushin again, so he's replacing the original Kedushin. But here there's a Tanai. So maybe when he has the Bia, and he's Konisar, he still has the intent on the original Tanai. Why else did he make the Tanai? But Bahikam Ramishun Baleka Tanai, Aval Baha, but in the case of Kedushin Mal Tanai, to Ika Tana, Ema Modele Shmuel. Maybe he will be molded to Shmuel because he has the Tanai. It's an extra piece over here. And the opposite, the Ema Braha, had you just had the Malchokos here, Lagabe, in the Tanai case, would say Bahakam Shmuel because of the Tanai. Aval Baha, over there, where there is no Tanai, Ema Modele Larav, that he would have the intent to replace the original Kedushin. Therefore, Tzricha, we need the Malchokos in both cases. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to prove what the din is. When you right, the case that we had started off with was Kitcha al Tanai, Kansa Stam. Oh, how you doing? Nice to see you. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. We're going to try to read our Mishnah. We're going to read our Mishnah one way, which is going to be a question on Shmuel. And then we're going to read the Mishnah a different way, and it will no longer be a question on Shmuel. So Tanan, keep your place on the Mishnah. Maybe we'll go back and look at it. So Tanan, our Mishnah says, Kenasa Stam, right? It's the second part of our Mishnah. Kenasa Stam, right? He kones her Stam. V'nimtzu ale nedarim, and you find that she does have nedarim. Teitze shelo b'ksuva. She goes out without a ksuva. So clearly it means she doesn't get payment, but ksuva hudlo boi hakita boya. But she would need a get. Meaning, again, we're going to bifurcate the mamon and the iser aspect. No mamon, no ksuva, but she would require a get. So what's the case of knasa sam benimso lenedarim? My love, isn't this the case of kitcha al tanai uknasa stam? That there was a kiddushin al tanai and he married her stam, right? And that would be to Yufto Shmuel, who says that you don't even need a get, but we're saying that it isn't a get. So how does it read the Mishnah? Basically, the Mishnah is being read as one case. Look at the Mishnah. How do we read it according to this? The case is Amakadish is Aisha al Manasha ain alay nedarim. The first case is Makadish the woman al Manasha ain alay nedarim, and it turns out that she has nedarim. She's not Mekudeshes. But then, if she's Kansasna, meaning he still was Makadish her with the fact that there would be no Tanayim, and then Kansasna, Asnam. You read it together as one case. Cases, he was Makadish her al Tanai. 1A, if he's Makadish al Tanai, and it turns out that she has the darim, she's out, no ksuba, she's not mikudeshes.
Before Nisun.
But if you're Makadish to Ishal Tanai, and then Kansa Stam, and then Sulena Darim, then she would get, the way we're reading it now, is that she would not get the ksuba, but she would need to get, which would be a question on Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, no, don't read the Mishnah that way. It's a separate case. Lo, Rashi says, it's Kitcha Stam or Kansa Stam. It's two separate cases, Rashi says. It's Milsa Ape Nafshahi, meaning you read the Mishnah as follows. Hamakash eats Salmanash ain't a lena darim, Venimsa lena darim, ain't Mekdeshes, period. Kansa Stam, if you're a Konis or Stam, and then you find the darim, Tate Shlub Ksuva. There is not that, you don't have that first part of Kacha without of the Mekashal Ish Salmanash ain't a lena darim. It's a separate case, and in that separate case, the Mishnah says that she would be required to get a ksuba, but the Mishnah doesn't deal with the case of Mekadish with the issue with the Tanai and then cuts the stam. That's not the case of the Mishnah, so it would not be a question on Shmuel. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. If the case is Aval Kitcha al Tanai, basically, which if we're going to hold like Shmuel, that Kitcha al Tanai uchnasa stam and then marries her without reiterating it, Hachanami lo boy gita, according to Shmuel, they wouldn't need a get again because we said that the bia would be premised on the original conditions, right? So Aditani, so why does the Mishnah only say Hamekadish is a isha manash ein lenadarim v'nimtzu alei nedarim ein mukdeshes litzah knasa stam v'nimtzu lenadarim ein mukdeshes kol shekein ha? It's a bigger chiddush to say the Mishnah just mentions the case where he was Mekadish al Tanai. Right, he's Mekadish al Tanai, and it turns out that she has nedarim, she's not Mekudeshes. According to Shmuel, it's even bigger Kiddush. If you were Mekadish her that there would be no tanaim, and then you actually marry her afterwards, and it turns out that they were in a darim that the kedushin is not chal. That's a bigger kiddush. Let the Mishnah say that case. So the Gemara says, "Hachanam kamer." Yeah, that is what the Mishnah means. The ritual of the Rashi points out this is not technically a chesuri mechsera, but sort of reads like a chesuri mechsera in how you read the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, this is how you're going to read the Mishnah. Hamikadesh es haisha al menashe ena le nedarim. So the first case is you mikadesh a woman on condition that she has no nedarim. Ukenasa stam, and then you add in and he marries her stam. Vinimtsu ale nedarim. It turns out there are nedarim. Ena mikudeshes. She's not mikudeshes. According to Shmuel, that is the first case of the Mishnah. And I don't know why they say it's not a quack kash and raf, but that's what Shmuel says. That's the first case of the Mishnah. But then the second case of the Mishnah is kitzestam uknasestam. That's teitzei shlok suba. So Shmuel breaks up the Mishnah differently than we did originally. Shmuel breaks up the Mishnah as the first case is mekadosh isha manashin l'nedarim, marries her, and turns out there's nedarim. So in that case, there's no get at all. Because the big kiddush, because you're relying on the original kedushin, and the second case is if you're kodesh or stam, if you're makadish or stam, and kodesh, if you're makadish or stam, and you're kenas or stam, and turns out she has a darim, that she goes out without a ksuba, she remains married.
There's still major differences between those two.
Yeah.
The repercussions can be huge. So the condition was valid, but there's no
ksuba.
The other one, you just annul the whole marriage.
Correct. So Shmuel's annulling the entire marriage. She's gone. She's out. No get. No ksuba. Marriage is annulled.
Never happened.
What?
Children?
So what do you mean with children? So you have to go according to Rabbi Kiva. You might have.
Yeah,
you start playing those things. Yeah. You gotta be very careful. We're getting up to the door, Menachem, like the
hashlok. He finds out right away she has.
Let's say you find out only 10 months later.
Let's say you find out two days later, and she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. Okay, so there are ramifications they're going to have to be dealt with. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says.
Well, if she wants to stay. Can't she just always? Can't they go to a rub and get and be matir and edit?
So you have to work it out. You have to see if
it's not like it's automatic.
But it's not.
Better automatic? So
you can't be matzah ben eder. The Rav can't find the Pesach. You have to deal with it now. We're saying, yes, you had these scenarios that you could come up with something, but you're going to have to deal with it based on the halacha that we just established now. You have to deal with it. He goes, okay, I want to do matzah ben eder. She goes to matzah ben eder. The Rav says, no, I can't. That doesn't work. Can't be matzah ben eder. Then he's stuck. I can't be matzah. Okay, we have to deal with it. You have to deal with it. Okay. So the Gemara, now that we said... Now, that's why I always add the word competent where I said before local. So now that we've established that according to Shmuel, the din in the sefer is that she goes out without her ksuba. What's that case? That case is kitshastam and konasastam. Turns out she has nadarim. The sefer, the Mishnah says, she goes out without a ksuba. It's ksuba hud lo bayi, hagita bayi. But she would require a get, like you said, Mati. She would require the get. So the Gemara asks, umayshna ksuba lo bayi. Why is it that she won't need, that she doesn't get a ksuba? What's the reason why she doesn't get a ksuba? The Amar, because the husband says, I don't want to live with a woman who's clearly somebody who takes nidarim. You know, it's a very dangerous lifestyle to be taking nidarim. So I don't have to give her a ksuba. So whereas ihachi, if the whole thing is premised on the fact that he doesn't want to be with a woman who takes a darim, so then why does she need to get? He doesn't want to be with her at all. Meaning she says, what do you get nami lo tibai? She also needs that because say the kedushin, like you mentioned before, was a mekotos. So this was a mekotos because I got married to her, and turns out she has a darim. That's not a tzai, that's a mekotos. I wanted a clean woman. She's filled with a darim. So okay, so that's why she doesn't get her ksuba. So let her not need to get either. It's mekotos and say that there's no marriage at all. So Gemara says, I'm a rabba, ain't a chanami, tzricha get me divrehem. It's only a get me derabbanon in this case. Mi doraisa, there is no chalos kiddushin. Only mi derabbanon. The chenam rav chizda, tzricha get me divrehem. It's only mi derabbanon. And Rava Amar, Rava says no. The distinction between ksuba and get is the distinction between isurim and mamon. What do we say? We said tanai safuki misafkile. It's a suffix as to whether or not the Tana didn't know, wasn't certain whether or not the kedushin or chal. So therefore, he rules according to the klali psak of suffix. Gabi mamon lekula. Gabi mamon goes lekula. Very different language. Difficult language. They kula by mamon. If it's a cooler for one, it's a chumrah for somebody else. And you don't have to pay. It's a cooler for you. Well, I'm not getting paid, so it's a chumrah for me. So Rashi's cooler means it's motzi mechamei over raya. Meaning, when it comes to money, you keep the money wherever it is. You keep the money stays status quo. In order to remove the money, you need a raya. She's not going to have a raya, so money stays as is. And the gabi surah of the chumrah, but the surim, the gabi surim, which is the get aspect, we go to chumrah and require him to give her a get.
He made no tonight. He went in,
right.
Right. So why do you assume that that's going to work? Let's say he finds out she can't drive a car. It also grounds for.
So you have to figure that
draw the line then.
You draw the line by Nadarim according to this Mishnah. She can't be somebody who has Nadarim. Unless he's mochel it.
The moment he doesn't like. Not that
she can. If she has. If the Mishnah talks about.
She has a moment he doesn't like.
Maybe to figure out what the parameters are.
Yeah,
so we're dealing with this case.
That's not fair.
I can't answer. Okay.
Left field.
I need someone to drive carpool. I can't drive, but that's grounds for divorce.
Listen, that's why you have to have, you know, you have to have the shot. You have to have on the resume nowadays. You have to have. Does she have any nadarim? Forget the picture. You got to find out whether or not she has nadarim or not. It's more important. What? I'm just saying, but this is clearly more important according to the Gemara. Yeah, but sometimes when the marriage, I think love is blind when it comes to children. Sorry. What? So, in this, but again, the whole Gemara, the whole past 73 blot has basically ignored the emotional aspect of a marriage. Is he going to support her or is he going to not support her?
It's nothing.
It's only talking about the financial and the halachic aspects. It's not talking at all about the emotional aspects.
Some great person once said, what's love got to do
with it?
Yeah, she was beaten by her husband.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. All right. Rava Amar. Rava is, oh no, I said that. So Amar Rava. Rava now comes and says, going to readdress the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Right, we had the machlokas Rav and Shmuel where he was makadish her al tanai. He was makadish her, the tanai was that she has no nadarim. And then he was kones her sam. And we had a machlokas whether or not she needed a get in that situation. Rav said yes, Shmuel said no. Again, was the second kedushin replacing the original kedushin or was it premised on the original kedushin? So he says, now it gets quirky. He says, Amar Rava, Bitosh shtei nashim, machlokas bitosh shtei nashim, aval bitosh isha achas divrei hakol ein tzricha heimenu get. The only machlokas is if he makes a mistake between two women, but if he makes a mistake with one woman, then he does not need a get. What's that case of shtei nashim? Meaning he goes as follows: he was makadish a woman on condition that she has no nadarim. And afterwards, he's makadish another woman, and he doesn't stipulate the condition. And then he was kones the second woman, and it turns out that she has nadarim. Or he's kones both of them. It turns out that they both have nadarim. Focus on the second woman. He never explicated the tanai with the kedushin of the second woman. He was makadish woman number one, al tanai. Then moments later, he's makadish woman number two, without explicating the tanai, and then he's koneis both of them with stam. It turns out they both have nidarim on them. So the fact that he didn't explicate it on the second woman, what does that mean? Did he marry her with the tanai or not? So
what are the odds?
Did he say it?
So,
why is there a problem?
That's the Rav Shmuel. Maybe you will say, and Shmuel will say, the fact that he didn't say it on the second woman means he didn't marry her on those. Rav will say, the fact that he didn't re-explicate the Tanai to the second woman means he's not marrying her with that Tanai. And Shmuel says, no, it's Aldas the Rishon. It's right after another. He just says it on this one, and it carries across to the second one.
Why would you make that assumption?
Yes. Because he does it in 2 seconds, because it's right after one after another.
Oh, it's 2 seconds.
Right, it's right after another. Rashi says, he says, Kiddush Leah out, because this guy is now clearly a person who's makbid on tonight. The fact that he makes it. He's makbid, so Rashi says, Betosh de Nashim, Kiddush Leah al tonight. He's makadish Leah al tonight. The Isha Acheres Kanastam Achareha. The Nimsu al Lenadarim. The Haina Ta'usa. Rav Savar came into Lo Asni Bahador Dahaf. Rav says, since he didn't explicate the Tanai on the second one, Afal Pi Shekvar Gila Daito Shei Efshar Bin Adranis, even though he was already clear Gila Das, that he doesn't want to be with a woman who has Nadarim, nevertheless, Sricha Meneget, Dilma Ligaba, maybe from her, the Hachaviva Le Lokapit. Maybe he loves her more, and therefore he's not Makpit on her, right? Ushmul Amar came in the Goli Daite Goli. Since he was Megala Das, that he doesn't want to be with a woman who has Nadarim, since already it's on his resume, I do not take women who have Nadarim, so therefore it applies across the board.
It's not like in Russia, he was Mekalish A, and then he was Koneh B right away. Not Mekalish B again. B, style. Like, he was already Mekalish to B, he just was a Koneh B, right after he's Mekalish A. He's
Kaddish lay al tanai v'isha cheres kanestam acharel v'nimsu aleh. I hear you. I hear the diak, but I don't think that's. I think that's a pretty close reading. You have to have kedushin first.
Well, he made kedushin a while back.
You have to have kedushin first. I think he has to have. I think it has to be. He has to have. The first kedushin was al tanai, and the second kedushin was not al tanai. If he has the first kedushin not al tanai, then he was not megala das at that moment in time.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But aval betos isha achas, in the case that we have of one woman where he just says he's mekadisher al tanai, and it turned, and then he was calling her stam divrei kol ein tzricha meneget. In that case, everyone will agree that he's makbid on the tanai, and it's basically the koni stam is premised on the original kedushin. Totally different from what we said before. Rav would agree in that case. So Amar Abaye says. Abaye says, "V'ha'mas nisin." But our Mishnah has the case of mekadish al manash in l'adarim and koni stam. Somehow we read that into our Mishnah that our case. So that's the toes isha achasi. That was a case of one woman. Our case is one woman. V'komosvina on tiyuftamine, and we use that as kasha on Shmuel, meaning that case is the machlokas. That's clearly the machlokas. If Rav was using our case of one woman to ask a question on Shmuel, that means he holds in Shita by one woman as well. So don't tell me that by one woman everyone agrees. So Ella, read the, I think the brackets here. Ella e itmar hachi itmar, right? That we're supposed to read that or not? Makes sense to read it, so I'm going to read it. Ella e itmar, Rav is trying to explain the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Ella e itmar hachi itmar. Amar Rabba, let's just read this. Amar Rabba, machlokes betos isha ke ein shtei nashim, ava betos isha achas gredesa divrei kol ein etzricha menuget. The machlokes, if he makes a mistake with one woman, that looks like two women. But if he makes a mistake by one woman, by simple one woman, then everyone agrees that she does not need a get. So what's isha achas ke ein shtei nashim? There's a little Rashi here, but... Rashi machlokes betos isha achas ein shtei nashim. That's the case. It says kitcha al tanai. He was mekadish her al tanai, the girsha min erusin, and then divorced her from the erusin. Never consummated the marriage. Never got to nisuin. V'chazer v'knas l'stam. And then after he divorces her, he re-betroths her, but doesn't reiterate the tanai.
Al kunsa means what? Kedushin and
marriage.
Kedushin
and everything that it wants, I think. It becomes the stam. So Bahahi, in this case, Amarav Tricha get, that she would need to get in this case, the Chi'isha Acheres Dami, because she's like a new woman, because she divorced her and then redid it. It's like a new woman. Therefore, if it's a new woman, he's not, it's a new Kiddushin. That's clearly a new Kiddushin. It's a new Kiddushin. Ulashem Kiddushin Baal, and when he was calling her Lashem Kiddushin, Vileka Lememer Atenoi Karmasamech. Don't say that he was Somech on the original tonight. Ushmuel Savar, Shmuel holds, Ha Goli Ladaite Meikara. He was already Goli Gil Megali Das to her originally, that if you are a Nadronis, he Nadronis, E Efshiba. Therefore, Al Tanai came Chaz V'Kitcha. That original Tanai still exists. In other words, he sets the precedent. By making that original Tanai, he sets the precedent that any time he's having a relationship with her, he wants it clear that she is not a woman who takes vows. So even though I didn't re-explicate that Tanai, it's already implicit because I said it the first time. So that's the case. That's the case of making a mistake with one woman who looks like two. In that case, Rav will say you'll need a get, and Shmuel will say you won't need a get. But in a regular case, and you can read that into our Mishnah because it's one person, and in a regular case where he just marries her al tanai and it's konos her stam, Rav will agree that it's premised on the original kedushin, and therefore there would be no need even for a get. Okay. So Esvei Abai, the Gemara is going to ask a few questions. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them because it's taking some time. But this is interesting. Let's read the next Rashi. Avotos isha achas gredusa. Okay. He says if it's a mistake on one woman, Sam case, right? She kansal yidei kedushin harishonim, that he has kedushim, says al tanai, and it was kolos for Sam. Divrei kol, everyone agrees that that's not valid, and therefore there's no need for a get. If you go down the next line, he says vanishamati. Fascinating Rashi. Vanishamati. What did he say? I heard a pshat that he rejects. Vanishamati. Tos isha achas ein beins nashim. What's the case of a mistake with one woman like two women? Kigon shakidash rachel al tanai. He was mekadesh rachel al tanai. Ve'achar kach niskavein lichnos leya. And then he wants to marry Leah. And flip it around. It sounds like Yaakov going on over here. It got to Leah. The Knossa Stam, and he was calling her Stam. The name is Rachel. And suddenly it's Rachel. So he says, no, Kashali. This is fascinating. Kashali. Nihi nami this kavin liv oshim kedushim. Halav Rachel I kavin. Am I tricha get? In that case, when he marries a second woman, he marries him by mistake. There's no chalos kedushim at all. What do you need to get? So why was Yaakov married to Leah? According to the Pshat, why was he married to Leah?
It's always been,
I know, but Rashi says clear, in that situation, you're not going to be married to the one that you married by mistake. Okay, this interesting to point out. It happens to be more interesting. Last time around, this was a Lubliner moment because it was Parshas, I think it was Parshas, it was that Parsha. It was Parshas,
it was in November.
It was Parshas Vayetze. Right, so I think that's the.
Also a
Dav coincidence? Yeah, a Lubliner moment is a better term.
A
Lubliner
moment.
A Lubliner moment. And I believe it's called a
Dav
coincidence. When you have this,
Of how to say it. Put it in the book. Put it in the book. Okay, so Esvei Avaye. Avaye is now going to ask from a Braisa. Braisa says as follows. Again, because Rabba seems to state that if it's a regular case of one woman that looks like one woman, everyone agrees that there's no need for a get. So Esvei Avaye Kitcha Betos. There was a Kitcha Betos. Whatever, there was a mistake in the Kiddushim, it was a Mecha Tos, or we're going to figure out what that Tos is, or Upachos Mishava Pruta, or he gave her a Kiddushin and the object was, Kiddushin Kesef, the object was not worth a Shava Pruta. V'chein Katan, if it was a Katan, somebody who was less than 13 years old in one day, who was a Mekadesh, a woman, Kein Katan Shekidesh, Alfa Pisha Shalach Sivlonos La'achar Mikan, Eina Mekudeshes. Even if he sends her millions upon millions of dollars after the alleged act of kiddushin, nevertheless, she's not mikudeshes. Those presents that she sends to her, those gifts that he sends to her, do not have the power to create a chalos kiddushin because it's done after it's the wrong time. There is no kiddushin. He just gave her gifts. Eino mikudeshes. Sheh machmas kiddushin harishon shalach, because he sent to her premised on the original kiddushin. He didn't send these gifts to create a new kiddushin. V'im ba'alu, but let's say he was ba'alu afterwards, meaning after he made the toast, they had bia. Or after he was mekadesh with pachshav m'puta, then he had bia. Or after he became a gadol, they had bia. They had bia. So kanu. So then she is a ishus ish, right? She's a kanu, right? Because he was mekavein for a new kiddushin. Everyone seems to be indicating that he's mekadesh for a new kiddushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rishmol Amar, im ba'alu lo kanu. If they was ba'al her, he was not kone. So the Gemara says, for ha hacha the tos isha achas he. We're talking over here of a case of isha achas, right? It's one woman upligi, and there's a machlokas tanakam Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda whether the second bia, whether the bia, the post kiddushin is premised on the original kiddushin, and therefore it would be no good, or it's creating a new kiddushin, therefore it wouldn't be good. Well, it's the first bia, but it's the second kiddushin. So my lav tos nadarim. So when it says tos, why don't we say that means tos nadarim? So therefore, our case is a case of nadarim of he makes the tznai that she has no nadarim, and he marries her, and then later on he has bia, and there is a machlokas. So why are you telling me there is no machlokas when it comes to this case? So he answers him because that's not the case. That's not the case of tos. Lo. Tos pachos mishava pruta. The mistake, the cuts of a tos means he married her, and it turns out that the ring was worthless. That's the tos. What are you talking about? That's what tos means. That's the next case in the brisa. Next thing he says, Tos, Mishava Pruta, Behedja Ketani La. You can't tell me that Tos is the same thing. He's like, can't tell you that Tos is the same thing. It is. Perusha come and flourish. The Bryce is explaining what Tos is. It's saying, Kitsub Tos, Ketzad, can go into Kitsub Pachos Mishava Pruta. That's what the case is. The Tos here is a case of where he married her, it turns out the ring was worthless, and therefore, then they have Bia later on. When they have that Bia later on, is that recreating a new Kedushin, and therefore she's married? Or is that Kedushin, is that Bia premised on the original Kedushin, which was invalid because it was a worthless piece of a crackerjack ring, and therefore it'd be invalid? But no one has a discussion in this Brisa of the case of our case of he had Kedushin with the Tanai that she's not an Adonis, and then so you can still say that Rav and Shmuel would agree in that case. Okay.
Got it?
No. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask another question. Okay. B'mai kamiflihi. So what is their machlokas? According to Abaye, the machlokas would have been our case about the Tos, the Kedushin with Altanai, and when you have the Kedushin Altanai, whether or not you had the Bia later, does that replace the original Kedushin, or is it premised in the original Kedushin? So, B'mai Kamiflagi. So, Mar, the Gemara says, Mar Savar, Adam Yodeya, She'en Kedushin Tos, and Pachos B'Shava Pruta. So, one man, the Amr, says, right, because it was a machlokas in our, machlokas in this Braisa, between Tanakama, Rishim Ben Yehuda, Mishnah Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanakhama says if they were Boel afterwards, the Kedushin Eschal, and Rav Shimon Yehuda, Mishnah Rabbi Yishmael says that if they're Boel after this Kedushay Tos, the Kedushin is not Chal. So, but my commitment is, so what's their machlokas? So, Mar Savar, one man Amar holds, meaning the Tanakhama holds, Adam Yodeya, a person knows, She'ein Kedushin Tosin B'Pachos Mishava Pruta. A person knows that if it's not Pachos Mishava Pruta, the Kedushin is not Chal. There, Gamar Ubal Hashem Kedushin. Therefore, when he has Bia later, his intent is to do a new Kedushin, because he knows the original Kedushin was no good. Umar Savar, and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says, Ein Adam Yodeya She'ein Kedushin Tosin B'Pachos Mishava Pruta. Person doesn't know. He says, I gave a ring. He doesn't know the halachas of Shavar Pruta or not. And therefore, Ki Kabal, and when he was Boel her afterwards, Adaited the Kedushin Arishonim Baal. His intent was for the original Kedushin, which turns out to be invalid. Therefore, this Bia is also not going to create the Kedushin. Okay, we'll ask one more question. Esve, have I asked the question again? Hareini bo aleich al menash sheyirtze ava. I am going to have beer with you, and therefore kedushin, on condition that your father likes me. That my father-in-law is going to like me. So he's out. But that's the condition. So, af al pisha lo ratzah av, even if it turns out that the father-in-law does not like the son-in-law, still mikudeshes. But Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Ratzah Mikudeshes, Lo Ratzah Rav, Eina Mikudeshes. But what's going over here? It's a similar case over here. V'ha'cha d'chitos isha achas dam yupliki. It's similar to a case of it's this whole thing. It's a tanai given to it's a different condition, but it's the same idea. I'm going to marry you. I'll tanai that your father likes me. We have the Bia, and it turns out the father doesn't like me. So one Mandomer says good, one Mandomer says no good. Same machlokas, but you see it's a machlokas. So the Gemara says no. It's different. It's nothing to do with the case of the Nadronis. Bahasam Bahakam Ifliki. This is what the machlokas is. Ma Ratanakama Savar Al Manasha Yirtsa'av means Al Manasha Yishtokav, Hashasikle. It doesn't mean that your father has to come out, the father wants to come out and give him a hug and kiss and say, I love you. As long as he doesn't come out and say, I hate you, that's fine. Usually that's pretty good if you get to that level with the father-in-law. He doesn't say, I hate you. Vashasikle. And this guy, he was quiet.
He was neutral.
The Mar and Rav Shimon Savar Almanasha Yomer Abahin. Rav Shimon says, no, the Tanai is when he says Almanasha that your father likes me, the Tanai is Almanasha that your father actually comes out and says that he likes me. V'halo Amar Abahin. And here the father didn't say it. So it's nothing to do, it's just how you're interpreting his Tanai, nothing to do with that. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask another question to Rabbah. Menachem will have to pick that up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Sure.